Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Welcome to the Spirit of 1848 Progressive Pedagogy Session. My name is Suzanne Christopher, and I'm a faculty member at Montana State University. And the Spirit of 1848 is a network of people concerned about social inequalities and health, a network that links politics, passion, and public health. We have some slides up showing we still have some great presentations today, so you're at the pedagogy session, and then we have a student poster session today from 12:30 to 1:30 that's focusing on social justice and public health from student perspectives, student projects, and then this evening we have a business meeting that's an open meeting, so if you're interested in getting more involved in the Spirit of 1848, if you come to the pedagogy session because you're interested in the issues around teaching and social justice, please come at the evening business meeting. We discuss the sessions for next year and throw out ideas for what we want to plan for the next year. And so everyone's welcome to that. And then we also have a co-sponsored session today from 2:30 to 4, the PLN Parsons Memorial Session, and co-sponsoring a progressive dance party this evening. And the other thing that we want to highlight is a special evening this evening with Winona LaDuc, and it'll be directly after our caucus business meeting in room 157C. And so Winona will be there from 8 to 9 p.m. We'll have some light snacks and just a time to meet with Winona LaDuc and talk about Honor the Earth and some of the projects that she is involved with. So if you're able, please stop by and have this time. It's a really special open time that we have to visit with her. We have no relationships to disclose, none of us. And we also want to invite you to subscribe to our email bulletin board. Nancy Krieger, standing up front, has a sign-in sheet. And so if you would like to be on our listserv, you can sign in there and we'll automatically link you in. And it's an email listserv that talks about explicit links between social justice and public health. And those of you who are on the listserv can attest to the great dialogue and information that is shared on that listserv. So if you're interested, please sign in on our sign-in sheet that's going around. And I'm really excited today to introduce our session on progressive pedagogy, climate change, sustainability, and health. And today we're going to be learning about a study and report on coal-fired power plants that provides a path for policy change and local action, and then an online conferencing forum that helps to bridge the gap between traditional and non-traditional public health fields and works to disseminate knowledge to hard-to-reach populations and then taking that knowledge and applying it for action in communities. And then our third presentation about a MOOC, a massive online, open online course on human health and global environmental change that was rolled out just this past May with the goal of reaching those least likely to have access to this type of information. So we'll hear about several unfolding projects and progress. So I'd like to introduce our presenters. I'll introduce all three of them, and then they'll come up and share, and then we'll have some time afterwards for questions. So first on board is Jackie Patterson on the end, and she's currently the Director of Environmental and Climate Justice at the NAACP, and she has worked on international and domestic issues, including gender justice, racial justice, economic justice, and environmental and climate justice, with many organizations, including the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the IMA World Health, United for a Fair Economy, Action Aid, Health Gap, and the organization she co-founded, Women of Color United, Jackie also currently serves on the board of directors for the Institute of the Black World and the U.S. Climate Action Network, as well as on a steering committee for interfaith moral action on climate change. And Jackie's presentation is titled Coal-Blooded, Coal-Fired Power Plants Spell Double Jeopardy for Communities of Color. Next up is Dr. Carmen Rita Nevarez, and she is Public Health Institute's Vice President for External Relations and Preventive Medicine Advisor, the Director for the Center for Health Leadership and Practice, and the Creator and Director of Dialogue for Health, which is a web-based broadcasting platform which facilitates national conversations on a broad definition of health. She's been a long-standing voice for the public's health and is responsible at PHI for developing relationships with health and public health organizations and interests, incubating new project areas, and public policy advocacy. And then last on board is Dr. Aaron Bernstein, and he's the Associate Director of the Center for Health and the Global Environment and a pediatric hospitalist at Children's Hospital in Boston. Dr. Bernstein's work examines the human health effects of global environmental changes with the aim of promoting a deeper understanding of these subjects among students, educators, policymakers, and the public. And we try, as you can see from this wonderful panel with this session, to really not just solely focus in on schools of public health or public health students, but to really look broadly at pedagogy and working with communities, with public health, non-public health people. And so we have a really wonderful panel that does just that. So please, let's welcome our presenters, and then they'll come up individually.